You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. And now, here's Drew and his trusty sidekick, Pierre, because my bladder's empty.
Normally, when I read the bio on somebody, I expect them to just kind of, you know, sit quietly in the background and just wait for the bio to finish. But I'm so gonna need help with some of the pronunciations in this bio, folks. It's live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artist is Kieran. And Kieran, first of all, am I even saying that right?
You're saying
Kieran?
Kieran,
I'm saying the Kieran.
Right,
you're wait. Waiting for me to handle your
yeah.
last name. You ready? Aluwale?
That's perfect. But if you couldn't have said Aluwale, even though you said it perfectly, if you couldn't have said it,
yeah.
I was going to let you and only you say hallelujah.
Really?
Ooh, nice.
That's nice. I like that.
Nice.
I like that. Yeah, well done, man. Well done. This is unique and special for us because I think that we've only had one other sort of Indian artist on the show, and I can't remember his name. Yeah, crazy sitar guy, Toronto guy.
Oh.
I look at you guys like you're, hey, do you know him? Because, you know, he's
an
Indian sitar player.
Right. Well, we might.
He was a really humble dude. Remember? Remember that, Tim? Anyway.
I wasn't here. One day I'm not
oh, that's right. You weren't even here. Yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, Kieran is a modern exponent of the great vocal traditions of India and Pakistan, which she honors intensely, yet departs from in masterful and personal ways. Her original compositions embody the essence of Indian music while embracing influences from both the West and Africa, specifically the Sahara. With her five-piece group of electric and acoustic guitar, harmonium, tabla, and electric bass... There, hold on. I just want to have a conversation about the instruments. Do you mind?
No.
The most unique instrument that you have, that you kind of work with, is which one, do you think? According to you.
Right here.
Yeah, the electric guitar.
My guitarist will say guitar. Well,
like, it's not sitar anymore, because that thing's being used all over the place. Do you not think? Or no, maybe not?
Not so much in Indian contemporary music. In Indian classical music, yes. But see, when you say unique, it's all a matter of perspective. From my perspective, the most myself doing Indian music, coming from a very traditional place of learning in Indian music,
right.
Branching out to do contemporary music, for me, the most unique instrument is electric guitar.
Because
that's not what I was trained to do for like 30 years of my life. But for people who don't know that much about Indian music, they're mesmerized by our percussion instrument, which is tabla. And
I didn't pronounce that right, did I?
Tabla? I think you did.
Okay. No, I said tabla.
Did you say table or something like that?
French for table. Tabla.
Tabla, yeah.
Born in India, raised in Canada, and currently living in New York City.
Woo-hoo.
Are you running from the law?
yes.
Why are you all over the place? What's going on?
Well, I'm a hybrid person. I think we're all virtually hybrid people. Like, even if you're not traveling because of the internet, we're all hybrid people. But I'm definitely a hybrid person. First of all, right. I'm a hyphenated person. I'm an Indo-Canadian, born in India, brought up in Canada. And those two cultures are really heavily into me. And then I wasn't brought up in Africa, but the music of the Sahara is a deep passion of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though I'm not from that culture, I imbibe that culture very much, and especially the music of that culture. And so I get around because
that's not something you want in your bio, hey? Right, hubby?
Or on this station.
Yeah, or on this station. No, you don't want that. That's right.
I have diverse interests, so that's the reason why I get around.
Okay, she says it again.
That's why I'm her guitarist.
Yeah. Oh, seriously, that was a good move. Now, okay, let's talk about.
I get around culturally.
I want to know how you two met. I want to know. I love love stories. I am a sap for love stories.
You're gonna have two different versions.
Okay, that's good.
We're not doing two different versions. You got your version today.
Yeah. Okay, my mic is louder.
Funny. Yeah.
We met because I was ready to kill my guitarist. I was looking for a guitarist that I didn't need to kill after the show.
Right.
And so this necessity to have a live guitarist who was not in danger of any kind of violence from me led me to read lots of reviews of guitarists. And I read a review of a jazz CD that Rez was on. And there I saw that Reza Abbasi, Pakistani-born jazz guitarist, his father sang ghazal. And ghazal is a type of Indian and Pakistani song form that I have spent decades learning. So I thought, hey, the guy doesn't play ghazals, but he's going to know what they are. And so maybe he'll be interested in my, you know, pseudo-Indian music. In contemporary music. And so that's how I got in touch with him. And so basically I was looking for a guitarist, and Rez was looking for a girlfriend. And
South Asian girlfriend.
Da, 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 da. Man. I like that story. That's kind of cool. Kind of hip. The ethnicity, the background, both the same kind of stuff, same area, same neck of the woods,
no.
Or not at all?
We are from warring countries.
Yeah.
I was born in India. Rez was born in Pakistan.
Right.
And Pakistan and India, after Britain colonized India, and so when the British left India, there was the largest land migration of between Pakistan and India. This one country, India, got divided into two. There was massive bloodshed. Both of our parents lived through this bloodshed and saw each other's families being massacred by the other side. Both of our parents did not instill any hatred in us for the other side.
Good for them.
And we met without, I met Rez without having any bad feelings towards Pakistani, and likewise. And there's no Bollywood drama in our life. I mean, it was very peaceful, and our parents love us, both sides, and now, they love each other. They're best friends.
Now there's drama?
Bollywood drama.
And Bollywood drama, yeah. You guys are funny. Can I just say, I find you both ridiculously attractive.
Oh, thank you.
You're like the Ken and Barbie of Bollywood? No, that doesn't. Okay, well, listen, you're here to not just talk, right? We have so many things to discuss. You're here to do some tunes. So what, can we do a tune, please?
Yeah.
People in Radioland don't realize this, but you have a guitar in your hand, so you should be ready for a tune. What are we going to do? What are you set this up for us? Because, especially if it's in another language, because we don't know what the heck you're singing.
Right.
So what, tell us about the song you're going to do.
Sure. Well, you don't have to know what I'm singing, because hopefully you'll just enjoy the music anyways. Because I certainly enjoy a lot of music that I don't know the words for. But the music, this song is called Hayat, from our brand new CD, Sanata, which means stillness. And there's also an awesome video on YouTube for this song.
There is. We posted that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And Hayat means life. And it's kind of a Sufi mystic song. Sufi mysticism is a very liberal sect of Islamic faith. And but I call it my immigration song. It's a song which is
I thought your immigration song would have been O Canada.
No?
Don't they make you sing? Never mind. Okay, I'll shut up now. Yes?
Only at the border.
Oh, you know what? I'll come close. I'll sing the O part.
Okay.
But it'll be O Hayat.
Okay. Got it.
And so the song is saying that people who speak the same language as me are unevenly distributed in this world. But even though they're not right by me, I keep collecting phrases and words in case I meet someone who speaks my language. Metaphorically as well, my own ideas.
Yeah.
So at first you might think that it's my song about moving from India to Canada in the 1970s, but I actually wrote it when I moved as an Indo-Canadian from Markham, Ontario to New York City.
Wow. That's a big change right there. Ladies and gentlemen, live on the True Marshall Show, Kieran Ahluwalia and Rez. Brilliant stuff, man. So amazing. Okay.
Thank
so I have to admit something, which is never good. When I'm listening to that song, because I don't understand the words, and I'm huge, like I'm a lyricist junkie, so I'm looking for that, but I'm forced to just get into the thing, whatever the thing is. I don't know what that means. So I'm listening to that, and I'm thinking, the only time I hear your music is when it's in some Hollywood movie, is some sort of eccentric, esoteric backdrop, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it be a Slumdog Millionaire or, I don't know, some war scene where, you know, they're using this kind of stuff in the background. And it works. I mean, it really works for scenes. So I'm thinking of a scene that I think would really work for that. And I could just see this. It's some kind of a chase scene happening. I knew I shouldn't have verbalized this.
There's no wrong or right answer, right? It's so subjective.
There's always a wrong answer.
Yeah, that was rubbish. Yeah. What a stupid thing to say.
You know a film director?
Yeah, well, actually.
I would love to have the song in a chase scene.
Yeah, I think this is just...
I can see that, yeah, now that you mention it. I never felt that, but now...
Too bad we're doing this interview after TIFF.
Yeah, sorry about that. Can we talk about Junos for a second? Like, you're not just the average musician. You're a multiple Juno Award winner.
Yes.
That's trippy.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Congratulations.
Thank you. The highest award that Canada has to offer.
Did you move to New York because now you want a Grammy?
I've always wanted a Grammy, but I didn't move to New York for that reason.
Okay. Why did you move to New York?
For a plethora of reasons. One was that at that time, my record label was in New York City. Okay. My very first American record label was in New York City. And Rez, my husband, lived I was going to say Rez Abbasi because I wanted people to know his last name as well. But he lived in New York City, and so because of, you know, that as well. And I love New York City.
I've seen that somewhere.
Yeah, I love New York City. I mean,
She made up the shirt.
Okay. Now I know where the money's coming from.
That.
Right.
But they don't have I Love Toronto shirts. So,
no. It says beauty, eh?
That's
horrible. Okay, so you're...
I thought that was Vancouver.
What are you going to be when you grow up?
Beauty A, British Columbia. God, I do not know. I mean, I have been doing full-time music for 14 years.
Good
and honestly, after every... At each record, I think, oh my God, this is going to be my last record.
Yeah.
Because the industry is getting harder and it is getting tougher. So I'm very lucky that I've been able to do it for 14 years full time and somehow finding the love, and hopefully I'll never have to grow up.
Can you just move your arm again? That sounds awesome in the microphone.
Bangles galore.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
Oh, my God.
Santa Claus. Late.
Sure. Subjective.
Speaking of oh my God.
Remember subject, yeah.
Is there, I asked this question of Anwar Khurshid is his name.
Oh, he was a sitar player, yes.
Yeah.
Anwar is a friend of mine, he's a dear friend of mine.
Well, how come you didn't know who I was talking about him when I said the guy who plays sitar?
Because he's not the only one.
Oh, okay.
There's that guy on the radio, don't you know him?
Yeah. A buddy there from. No, speaking of God, I asked him the same kind of question. It's different with people who are okay. This is awkward white guy talking. Okay.
Okay.
When with people,
you mean all the rest was not.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm such a loser. Okay. So my thinking is that all brown people. Is that a bad thing, by the way? Anybody?
No.
Okay.
That's the color.
Okay. All brown people have a religious background of some sort.
Right.
Most black people have a religious background of some sort.
Yeah.
Most people have a religious background if you go further, you know, far enough back or whatever, right? But I automatically default to, is it Hindu? Is that what we're talking about? Or do you have a Hindu background? I mean, what is your God background? Do you have one?
I love that.
Holy stumble
through. That would be like an amazing pickup line.
What is your God background, babe?
I'm an honorary Hindu. I am honorary everything, I guess. But I was born in a Sikh household, S-I-K-H.
Hey, Sikh, and you'll find, isn't that? No? Sorry. That was for the Christians listening.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And I'm, I wouldn't call myself, like, ultra religious, but I'm very spiritual. Like, I have a love-hate relationship with God.
Me too.
But...
No, I'm really? Serious. Oh, totally.
You're saying that on air?
Oh, yeah. I'm way past that.
But when it's on the days, well, even in the, I was going to say on the days of the love, but even on the days of the hate, the way I communicate with God is through the Sikh religion. You know, those are the
So what do you do? Because I don't know what you do. So when you're wanting to get all gaudy, what do you do?
There are Sikh prayers, but you know, you go to the Sikh temple and you find solace there. And the things about the Sikh religion that speak to me most are the music. There's a lot of music in the Sikh temples, gurdwaras they're called. That is what really, you know, touches me. And of course they have yummy food as well.
I think you're talking about the Krishna temple because, from my understanding, because I had I spent some time there, and I've had Bhakti Maharaj Swami on the show a number of times, the leader of the Canadian Hare Krishna community, and food, huge, music is massive. Like they are apparently the music arm of the Hindu faith, the Hare Krishnas. They're big into music.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of,
I think most faiths in India are
music.
Big on music and food.
Right.
I mean, all of India is
music
big on food.
Is really big in India.
Yeah, it is.
Hold on. I just realized you were here, and you're because you're talking about the Sikh stuff, you were here in Canada when the Sikh stuff was going nuts, when people were, like, freaking out about Sikhs. Because, you know...
Which year?
I didn't mean year, but the time when it was still... You see, it was all based in ignorance and, ooh, what's going on? And there was the Kirpan issue. Can they carry the weapon? Am I stumbling through the...
No, but there's been so many issues, right?
Oh, really?
There's so many issues that you... I just, you know, which one are you talking about?
Okay, I don't want to talk about it anymore. No, but I just remember vaguely about...
For everyone listening, who has a very nice pout.
I just remember everyone, not everyone, but, you know, media and just, you know, coffee shop conversations, people freaking out, all them Sikhs. You know, that's how we talk in the country.
You know, like, it's like, which year? Because they freak out about, there's always freak out about some community. I mean, just was it a month ago or was it 2 months ago that I just posted on my Facebook, in a suburb of Toronto, there were posters being handed out of a man in a Sikh turban with a round circle around his face and a red line through his face. Like, you know, it's like no smoking icon,
no,
but it's for no Sikhs. Mm. That just happened like a month or 2 months ago that I posted that. So it's like, okay, which year are we talking about? When 9/11 happened in New York City, a Sikh man was killed in Canada. A Sikh man was also killed in the United States because they were being confused for a Muslim man. Not that a Muslim man needs to die for something that a few misguided individuals did. But, you know, there are so many misunderstandings between communities.
Have you ever written a song about that kind of stuff?
Why can't we all get along?
Have you?
Have I written a song about?
About the misunderstandings in the community and why can't you see me for what I am and not for what I am not? Ooh, that's a good one. Write that one down.
Can you say that in Punjabi?
No, I can't say no.
If you can say that in Punjabi, I would write that down.
Punjabi says it's get beyond the turban is what it is.
Really?
Go beyond the turban.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's translations.
Beautiful. I'm thrilled you're here, and I'm sorry that you know you weren't expecting these kind of questions, but I just am so curious about your journey because it's not my journey, and I would know that there would be baggage in North America that comes with just the color of your skin, and that sucks.
I mean
airport stuff. I don't know, whatever.
I realize we live in New York also, so it's really maybe before, but New York is.
Totally groovy now?
Well, I mean, it's very cosmopolitan. You know? You don't look any different. You know?
Yeah.
I think that for us in New York City, we're not subjected to any kind of negativity. However, there are, for example, Muslims in New York City who, after 9/11, were locked up and have not even been given a trial. This actually exists. We did a fundraiser for these people. So, you know, we personally have not been affected, but that doesn't mean that other people have not been. But also there's... I'm not making out.
You're not making out. You may want to talk to him about that.
No, she's not making out. I'm okay. I don't
I think that we have to fight like discrimination in all forms, not just color of skin that exists.
Well said.
But you know, it's like I find someone who is fighting a battle for color of skin, for equality, no matter what color skin you are. And then I have a conversation with that person, and then I find out that they're homophobic. So it's I just think that we need to not discriminate on any means.
Yeah. Not discriminate against discrimination.
Whoa, that's deep, man.
I mean...
That's heavy. That's heavy.
You would date him, right?
Oh, totally. Totally. Two times Juno winner, Kieran Alawalia.
And also, I'm very proud of the Canadian Folk Music Award as well.
Okay, but I'm not there yet. Sorry. in the thing, okay?
Sorry.
You are releasing, and is it released now? Can we get our hands on it, on the CD?
When
is
it? You can pre-order it
nice.
On Amazon and iTunes.
And it's called Sonata?
Sonata Stillness.
And we got to talk about this little thing at Kerner Hall, October 3rd at 8 o'clock. A heady hybrid of Indian grooves, Saharan blues, and Western jazz that delivers a blueprint for a borderless world. Dude, that is your epitaph. I'm writing that in your tombstone.
My liberal epitaph?
That is just you. You would love this.
Yeah?
Sorry, I'm talking to Tim the Tool. A heady hybrid of Indian groove, Saharan blues, and Western jazz that delivers a blueprint for a borderless world. And that is Kerner Hall on October 3rd at 8 p.m., folks. 8 p.m. All right, folks, have a listen to this, and we'll be right back with a lot more here on The Drew Marshall Show.
जब नजर साकी की पड़ती है संभल जाता है जो भी आता है यहाँ पी के मचल जाता है जब नजर साकी की पड़ती है संभल जाता है और इधर झूम के साकी का लेके नाम उठा देख वो अब्र उठा तू भी जरा जाम उठा इस कदर पी ले के रग रग में सुरूर आ जाए कदर ते मैं से तेरे चेहरे पे नूर आ जाए
इसके हर Struggling with your faith? You're not the only one. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. Running down dogma with his karma. This is the Drew Marshall Show.
I thought there was going to be a huh there. Folks, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. It's live on The Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. And this week's recording artist is Kiran Ahluwalia. KiranMusic.com. 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 You're so versatile. You're really all over the map. It's like you have a personality thing. No.
In which way?
No. I love it.
In which way?
I can kind of relate to it, is really what I'm saying, right? Kerner Hall. Is it Kerner or Corner? It's Kerner, isn't it?
Kerner, yeah.
Kerner Hall, October 3rd, 8 o'clock, folks. It's a CD release
night. CD release night. Please come.
Sonata, stillness.
Yep.
Sonata, which means stillness.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. See how sharp I am? Juno Award winner in the house. It's always an honor. It is an honor. Okay, I want to talk about the voice. Were you trained?
Yeah, I started when I was about 5 years old.
We're not.
Taking voice lessons in India.
And they teach you to do that? What is that called? Where you go,
That
was awkward again.
Yeah. I think that what you are referring to there is basically just ornamentation, you know, voice ornamentation.
But that's crazy control.
Really? You learn it for 30
years. Did you hear
me years.
Do it?
But give yourself 30 years.
Okay.
And good health insurance? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah, we got great health insurance here. Can we do another song?
Yeah.
Because I know I'm a cheese ball and I'm being jokey here, but I love what you guys do. This is a beautiful, beautiful thing. The CD, the eclecticism, if that's a real word. The eclectic aspect of this CD. You have so many different instruments. The vocal stylings are beautiful and yet at the same time powerful. Yeah, I'm a fan.
Thank you.
That's why I wanted you here.
Try hard.
Creep on you. What are you going to do?
We're going to do Sonata. The okay.
Sinatra?
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra.
That's the title track.
All right, folks, the title track off this new CD release. And again, live here on The Drew Marshall Show, Kiran Ahluwalia.
तोड़ने का कभी ना कभी
brilliant stuff. Man, that is so good. So good. I'm sorry for doing this again, but I saw another scene. You guys, this stuff needs to get into the Hollywood hands, man. I'm telling you.
I'm very curious about the scene.
Well, I am sorry. Again, I'm not sure if I want to share this or not, but
please.
That's a baby-making song right there.
Thank you. That's a beautiful compliment.
Thank you. There's a romantic scene going on in that.
That's better than the car chase.
Yeah. Well, that's the other one.
That's more in the back of the car.
Yeah,
chase.
There we go. Yeah, somebody's chasing something. Oh, there we go.
Back of the seat.
We want to tell everyone.
I have no idea what that meant.
You guys. Guys
people
just,
make out in the back seat.
Who does that? Well, Friday, October 3rd, 8 p.m. Bring your back seat down to Corner Hall. Corner Hall, 273 Bloor Street West in Toronto. $35 for tickets, and you can go online to kiranmusic.com and find out more about it. KIRANmusic.com. KiranMusic.com. Some great videos on there as well. You really won all these. Oh, my goodness. Juno Award, Genie nomination, Gemini nomination, Indie Award, Juno nomination. I mean, it just goes on and on. This is ridiculous. Man. Dude, you married up.
Well, we're both 85 years old. I mean, it takes a while
to
get there.
It does take a while, yeah. What's happening in New York for you?
Oh, gosh. What way?
Inquiring minds want to know, well, what are you doing down there? I mean,
I'm living my life.
Thanks for clearing that up.
This tour is part of a Canadian... This concert at Corner Hall, which is part of the Royal Conservatory of Music, is part of a Canadian tour. So, doing the Canadian tour, setting up the Canadian publicity, setting up wonderful interviews in Oakville.
Good.
And in other places of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And the CD's coming out in both Canada and the USA at the same time, which is really crazy for me because it's three sets of publicity people, my English-speaking Canada, my French-speaking Canada, and then my U.S. one. So it's really, really crazy time. Mm. But when I'm not crazy in New York City, I like hanging out with my friends, going for long walks along the... No. And I learn French every Wednesdays in New York City.
When you're in New York City, when was the last time you had, I don't know, like a cab driver pull up and say, you look lost?
Because that happened to me on Bay Street in Toronto. Well, I guess ever since I fell into music, I haven't looked as lost as I used to when I was a bond trader on Bay Street.
That's
so.
A crazy story.
Yeah.
So here you are, bond trader on Bay Street,
yeah.
Sitting outside for a break or whatever.
Having my lunch.
Having your
break.
Lunch.
Break. Oh,
yeah. There's no stinking break for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
And a taxi guy says, you look lost. Can I help you?
Not can I help you. Just you know, you look lost.
Wow.
And I was lost, so I got very embarrassed because he hit the nail on the head.
Did you cry?
Not at that moment, okay. No. Maybe later, maybe before. There were a lot of tears when I was transitioning over from the financial world to the music world, but not at that moment. At that moment, I was just embarrassed that someone was able to read me so clearly.
Interesting. Very serendipitous moment, obviously.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I those are the moments that kind of twist my head around. They're the ones that kind of, you know, the finger flick in the back of someone's ear? That's what happens to my soul when those moments come along.
God,
it's just
that sounds awful.
Yeah, it's irritating. I'm not going to lie. No, but I mean, they are beautiful in their own painful kind of way. Well, listen, folks, you know, I encourage you to support all of our live musicians. Every week we have someone amazing. Ken Whiteley will be here in a couple of weeks again, our good friend. And next week, Amber McLean back in the house. You'll be excited about that, Timmy. She's a fantastic artist. But we don't care about them right now because right now it's all about Kiran Ahluwalia. And you want to go to her website, kiranmusic.com. KiranMusic.com. Rez, well done on the axe, man. What is that? I was trying to read the headstock. I couldn't figure that out.
It's a D'Angelico guitar. It's mostly a New York kind of brand for jazz.
Okay.
Mostly, yeah.
Have you seen that before, Tim?
No, I haven't. But it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice. Yeah, I mean, you know, the in the band we usually have bass guitar and drums. I mean, tablas and harmonium. So right now you're really hearing this like raw.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, but yeah, that just shows that you actually know what you're doing because you didn't suck. That's kind of what I'm saying.
All I'll write that down. I'll etch it in my head.
Yeah, yeah. You don't. That was actually our baseball team's motto this year. Don't suck.
That's good.
Yeah, it was good. Thank you, guys. Yes. Really. Seriously. It was great to have you. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it very much. And Marcella, if you're listening, you know I love you. Bye-bye.
ओढ़ कर सोते रहे।